Chapter 31.
Sweltering and dark and filled with the smell of fresh death, the corridor felt like one of the old burrows where Saba and her packmates used to wait out Barab One's deadly 60-hour day. A couple dozen bodies lay strung along 30 meters of floor, mostly Hapen commandos, but also a few Sith, and even a handful of hatchlings who had proven too slow or too unlucky to escape the carnage. Many of the Sith were missing fingers and ears, and other parts that a hungry hatchling could chomp off as it ran past. But Saba was impressed to see that none of the Hapens had been bitten. Teaching young Barabels to leave their dead friends uneaten was no easy thing. A few things in the corridor reminded Saba that she was not in the old day burrows, of course. The first was blowing ash. Barab 1 had been a humid world where it rained 20 hours every night, so the ash turned to mud long before it had a chance to clog nasal passages or inflame throats. The second was the river of force energy rushing past Saba and her packmates. It was being drawn down into the heart of the Jedi Temple, where in the computer core on level 351, Abeloth was feeding on the dark side power being released by billions of terrified Coruscanti. The third thing that reminded Saba she was not in a day burrow was the band of Sith advancing down the corridor toward her. Back when Barab 1 had still existed, the Jedi had believed that Sith only came in pairs, a master and a servant. Saba had always found that disappointing, because it had meant that she would probably never have a chance to hunt Sith herself. And even if she did, by the time she became good at it, the prey would be extinct. But now, after the emergence of the Lost Tribe, there would be an almost limitless supply of Sith to stalk, and there were several hundred of them between her and the quarry she had come to claim. Truly, this was going to be a fine hunt. Saba assumed an exaggerated fighting stance, then ignited her lightsaber, and began to twirl the blade through a showy and complicated defensive pattern. Her intent was not to intimidate the Sith, but rather to convince them that she was a combat novice, who believed such a display might actually have an effect on seasoned enemies. Next to her, Tahiri activated her own weapon and held the blade in front of her body, upright in salute. The Force rippled with scorn, and the Sith abandoned their cautious approach and broke into a run. Saba adjusted her stance, in the process backing two steps down the corridor. Tahiri glanced over. Finding herself suddenly alone in front, she also retreated two steps. Then she made her Force aura shudder with fear. A nice touch that launched the Sith into a full charge. A pair of sharp cracks rang off the durasteel walls, and two forks of Force lightning came sizzling down the corridor. Tahiri stepped forward, catching both bolts on her blade in a standard defensive maneuver that left her partner free to counterattack. Saba extended a clawed finger, pointing down the first fork, and Force hurled the first caster into the second. The Force lightning crackled out, but the charge continued, the remainder of the Sith warriors either leaping or trampling their prone companions. Olazan's voice sounded over Saba's comlink earbud, calm and almost banal.
Raising tripwire,